swinging Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com as we get ready for level one of the 11-player high school football playoffs here tonight. Travis, before we talk about that, tell us about Bound Wisconsin. You're, I guess, your premier source for all the information you need on the postseason.
Yeah, busy time of the year, obviously, with football, especially moving into the postseason and many of the other sports in or about to start playoffs as well. If you're looking for preview information, we've got it covered. Free playoff previews for every division every week. You can check those out. Of course, if you're looking for the game schedule, if you're looking for results, maybe doing a little scouting on a team that that you're playing, your favorite team's playing in the playoffs, you don't know much about them, check out BoundWisconsin.com for that as well.
So, Travis, when the brackets came out on Saturday morning, and I guess you've let the dust settle for a little bit of this week here as you get ready for this opener, what's your impressions on how the bracket shaped up and how the process went?
Yeah, again, as we've talked about before, a new process, a new qualification system for football this year changed how teams qualified, how they were seeded, how they were placed within regional groupings. A lot of changes this year. And you're looking at it from a macro perspective, I think it did what people wanted it to do. It isn't going to make everybody happy. No matter what, there's always a team that's left out. You know, if you're team 33 and there's 32 qualifiers in your division, you're going to be not pleased. If you're a 5 seed and you have to go on the road in the playoffs, you're probably thinking, man, I think I should have been a 4 seed and got a home game. So there's always somebody that feels like they got slighted in some way. But when you look at it from a larger perspective, I think it did exactly what people hoped it would do. 90% of the coaches voted in favor of it. Very impactfully, when you look at how the regions are grouped, I think they're much more balanced than what we have seen in the past. That was one of the most significant changes, to be honest with you, on that perspective. So comes at the cost of a little bit of travel potentially for some teams. And in your area, of course, Beaver Dam goes on the road, pretty lengthy trip to River Falls. But that's the trade-off that coaches wanted, was better balance, more competitive groupings, at the expense of maybe a little bit more travel for some teams.
Now, Travis, I think you guys had the question up there, which like 3 seeds or lower did you think had a chance to make a run? And, you know, in the olden days, I guess you can say, you know, that was kind of challenging because you look and you see, okay, this team is in a thick group and they're a 3 seed, they've been one somewhere else. Now it's hard not to pick chalk, I think, because just the way that, the system came out, you're looking at, oh, look at the number ones, the number twos, they're all really good football teams.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. We've kept track for a number of years on how many lower seeded teams win in level one and how many, you know, those, especially the 6, 7, and 8 seeds score upsets and go on. It will be very interesting to see how that compares this year to previous seasons. I think you're right. I think we're likely to see more chalk than what we usually do, but we'll see how that plays out.
No, it should be fun to watch, though, and as you mentioned, just seeing potential matchups that you're not going to see in level two or level three. Maybe they go into level four, you know, or you see them at Camp Randall here later. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. And you mentioned the travel. Yeah, it is a little bit the travel is there, but Beaver Dam's approaching it like their coach, Brock Lindy's, like, is saying, we have the opportunity to experience what it's like to play in the WIAC, getting up early, driving to River Falls, and driving home after the game. So the kids get another experience that maybe they wouldn't have, you know, through a normal football season.
Yeah, and for a lot of coaches, you know, this means that they're getting outside of their area as well. That's something that most coaches would prefer, is to not play, for instance, a conference team in level one. They really don't like that. So if you got to go and play somebody else a little bit farther away, so be it. And of course, Beaver Dam is an 8 seed, one of the last teams into the playoffs. You know, beggars can't be choosers. You got a chance. If it means you got to go on the road a little bit, at least you're in the dance.
So they're going to River Falls, Travis. For Beaver Dam fans out there, you look at the numbers on offense. River Falls is a pretty balanced and explosive team. Just what can you tell us about the Wildcats?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Very balanced, very experienced team as well. Their quarterback is a multi-year starter, Tino Massa, put up very good numbers, but a team that can run the football very well as well. Joseph Tarasevich. I'm not 100% sure I pronounced that name correctly, but very good running back for them for a couple of years now. Usually a very big physical football team. They play in a Big Rivers Conference that generally prepares them pretty well for the postseason also. So going to be a tough one for the Golden Beavers. you know, a strong program that that does things the right way, that's big and physical. You know, so a tough one, but again, that's what you expect. If you're an eight seed, you know you're going to be playing one of the better teams in the state.
You know, it's funny, you talk about people in our realm of the state maybe don't pay much attention to the Big Rivers Conference, but you know, you have Rice Lake, you have River Falls, you have Hudson, New Richmond. You know, Menominee for a long, long time was, you know, one of the premier teams in the state. That is a solid league from top to bottom, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Chippewa Falls has been a solid program for a while. So a very, very competitive league. Even this year, you just look at it, they generally have, you know, a shared conference championship, and that was the case this year. Rice Lake and River Falls shared that league title this season. You've got four teams that are 7-2 or better in that conference. So a very competitive league, very good football conference, very good football up that way. And again, River Falls being the co-conference champion is right up there.
That's on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. The other game tonight we have on Daily Dodge TV, Mike Tronson and Tim Haldeman over in Markazan as the Eastern Suburban Champs. So welcome in Belleville. Now, you had the same scenario last year, Belleville coming out of that fantastic league, the SWAL. They're a runner-up in the SWAL with, I think, Fenimore, and they're a 7-seed, Travis. This isn't going to be a roll-through game for Markazan, is it?
Not at all. And I'm sure Markazan is very well understanding of the situation with Belleville. They were the belle of the ball last year. As you said, they were an 8 seed. They beat previously undefeated and number 1 seed Cambridge last year, advanced all the way to a state semifinal, and playing a very good football league in the SWAL, playing the Darlingtons and Cuba Cities and Mineral Points of the world. And Fenimore had a solid season. So, you know, they're I think 4-5 on the football field. They had one forfeit in there as well, but very well prepared. Their non-conference games were close games against playoff teams. They've been competitive in their losses generally. So it's not your normal 7 seed, and certainly Markazan should not be, you know, preparing as if they're a normal 7 seed, because that's a very good football team that's got a pretty good recent history of doing some good things despite what their record says.
Yeah, and you look at teams from southwest of Madison, you expect somebody to be at Camp Randall every year, don't you? Because football is just it's fun down in the unglaciated area down there. There's some great football to be played, isn't there?
There certainly is. Darlington in that SWAL with Belleville is one of the better teams in the state year in and year out. The Six Rivers Conference is outstanding. So there's good football teams down that way, and that's it hasn't often worked out well for some of those, you know, Eastern Suburban Trailways type teams when they get matched up with some of those teams in southwest Wisconsin.
Talking to Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. A couple more teams in our area maybe that, my opinion, have the best chance to make deep runs this year. Mayville, you know, Scott Hilbert's got Mayville Cardinals rolling like they have all those years under his dad. Columbus as well, we've known them to be ready for a deep run. Just your thoughts on Mayville and Columbus as they gear up for their postseasons.
Two teams that have very high aspirations coming into the postseason. Mayville's undefeated, went through the Flyway Conference undefeated, and certainly one of the better teams in the state. And I think their draw that they got for their bracket sets up pretty favorably for them to make a nice trip. They'll have potentially a very tough game in level 3 of the sectional final against Amherst, but you know, again, one of the favorites in the state in Division 5. And then Columbus in Division 4, I think things set up very well for them. They're grouping, I think if you look at overall strength, I think they're in a very good spot, and looking at potentially a trip to state on the line against either possibly defending state champion Racine St. Catharines, who looks very good again this year, or maybe a little shoot team that has kind of come onto the stage this season under first-year head coach Mark Kromenacker. But Mayville, Columbus, two of the best teams in the state in their divisions, and we'll have a very good shot to make it deep in the playoffs.
Travis, we know that you help out. You coach with the Reedsburg Beavers. What does your playoff run look like? How are you preparing for a Friday night?
Yeah, we've got Waterford coming in this week, a team that is, you know, quite a bit outside our area, but have got some good film on them, getting it broken down. Excited to see what this postseason can bring. The regular season wasn't quite what we had hoped, but got a fresh opportunity here to make some make some noise and make a nice run in the playoffs, hopefully.
Well, Travis, we don't hope. We know that you're going to have complete coverage at BoundWisconsin.com. We'll hear instant reaction on Football Friday night tonight on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam right around 10:30. But tell us what they'll find after round one and level one of the playoffs tonight at BoundWisconsin.com.
Yeah, you can certainly find all of the scores and everything as it rolls in tonight at BoundWisconsin.com. We should have all final scores in by about 10 o'clock, probably somewhere in there. So you can check it out, see who won, see who your potential next matchup might be, some of the upsets. And then we'll get working right away. I don't know if it'll be Friday night or early Saturday morning on our rapid reaction. Take a look at some of the news and notes around the state, comparing some of the upsets that have happened, how defending state champions did, if there were any trends that we saw in level one of the playoffs. So make sure you check that out at BoundWisconsin.com as well.
Travis, I appreciate all the help. We appreciate all you do at BoundWisconsin.com. Good luck to your Reedsburg Beavers, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.